Love is such a weird emotion. It's so strange because there's platonic love, familial love, and then there's obviously romance. I first discovered aromanticism in the 10th grade.
When I was younger, romantic love for me was just that kind of fairy tale storybook, like fated to be type of stuff. And it was very, when I was younger, it was very
trope-based. I felt really alone when I moved here. I didn't have the best roommates my first year here.
Unfortunately, and it's actually really sad, a lot of the people there probably needed some mental health help and probably shouldn't have been living on their own. But because of that, there was a lot of interesting stories. I can tell you the worst day that I worked there.
My parents eventually divorced, and this caused a bit of turmoil between me and my father, as there were disputes whether or not I was going to spend more time with Dad, with Mom, and I was caught in between all of this. And the only thing me and Dad still had in common was our love for music.
Finally understood, like, it just wasn't a right fit.
That's when I started to panic a little bit, because then the feeling of, you know, I don't really have anywhere to call home, what do I write, started sinking in on me.
I guess in the past year, I've been going through this period of growth and grief, and I think it sounds really poetic.
One memory in particular kind of sticks out as the moment where I really stopped trusting her as a sibling and more started to think of her as an enemy.
When you're around that age, you just do something stupid, like unbelievably idiotic, because you can.
Everything is a hot mess with me. I'm definitely laughing about it because this is the story of my life.
That broom so bad.
Introducing College Confessions, a new podcast by students for students that dives into the anxieties, triumphs, and existential fears of navigating life, love, and the looming real world. Coming soon to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen. Subscribe now.